you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 27th, 2018. Well, everyone, do you feel prayed up? Marianne and I have already prayed for you. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
We prayed for your animals.
Yes, we did.
I mean, how often do you start the day praying for neighbors and friends, your pastor, loved ones, children? But we included pets because I know Marianne has been taking care of her cat, Lucky. But you've had some great vets that you said these people are outstanding. The customer service, their intentionality, their warmth, their concern, their compassion sounded like a great match for good old Lucky. That is old, that we hope will continue
I think he hopefully has a couple more years. But, the U of I Veterinary Hospital, the training hospital, has been just exceptionally good to our little guy. And they ask everybody in the halls, how's Lucky, even when we just go in for something. It's so kind.
And then you found out that there's a Lucky that's a goat that's also in.
Yeah,
and
under my
owner has the same last name.
That was a little confusion there for a moment, but everybody got a good laugh.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, your Lucky's doing well. He's with the other animals. You're
like,
Lucky,
wait,
your goat.
No,
I have a cat, not a goat. No, Simpkins.
Lucky.
Yeah, that's my name, but it's Lucky. Yeah, that's the name of the goat.
I think she was new, the receptionist.
Yeah,
but it was sweet. It was fun.
Oh, well, the students are all back.
Oh,
I don't know if you've had the
ever.
Experience I've had, but going through campus, tack on another 10, 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, at least.
On Friday, I was at ARC. I went in, played a little racquetball, and I get to the corner, stoplight.
Yeah.
And there's a student getting ready to walk into the crosswalk.
Student?
Well, initially, it was just like one or two.
That's amazing.
And I thought, well, then the crosswalk, so even though I had the green light, I'll just wait.
Oh, that was nice in case there was a person in the road.
But they were just like a foot in.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking, I really could pull out because it's safe enough and I'm far away, but I'll wait. And then I didn't realize, because I just saw it out of the corner of my eye, followed by another student, another student, a group of students, more students, and it literally went like three lights worth. There must have been, I think I told you the other day, like 500, but realistically, at least a couple hundred. I mean, this went on. I mean, three different lights, and I was like, wow. And it was raining or misting, so
of course it was.
You had many with umbrellas or their hoods on, but then you'd have the guys, and these were probably freshmen, 18-year-old tough guys that were getting soaked, and I kind of thought, it's what you get for being so cool.
So tough with your t-shirt. There you go.
And
well, I hope you weren't trying to get somewhere fast.
No, I was actually just on my way to work, so I just sat there and just one after another, but it was dozens and dozens, and they're all like groups of two and four walking along, and they must have had, it must have been a part of the registration process or some orientation or something, because it looked like every so often you would see a couple of U of I host students that
It's like they've been airdropped
things.
In, from up above, like 40,000 people.
Yeah, so they're all over everywhere. So if you're driving down Green Street or whatever, allow for extra time.
Well, we've got so many listeners that don't live here, and they are probably at this moment, they don't live in Champaign, they live in all the surrounding counties. They are probably at this moment going, I'm kind of glad.
Yeah.
I just drive to work like normal.
But for our Indiana listeners, Indiana State or, those ISU or, our Ileana area.
There are colleges and community colleges all over this whole region.
So whether it happened this week or last week or will
Your
be happening,
will come.
You will fall into this trap. So be aware of what's going on and, drive safely, be conscientious, allow more time, the things that we say to everyone. Drive safely, buckle up, and we're going to buckle up now because this is the last chance that we get to read portions from the Prime Life Times. We're in the thick of things for the September edition.
Yes,
I had to keep thinking, we're working on September. What was that August ad, or is that for October?
We went through that Friday.
Yeah, a lot of details of figuring out everything and getting it all in line. And we'll be nearing our year anniversary next month. We'll be working on it.
I know.
1 year that we've been producing the Prime Life Times. And if you're unfamiliar with it, stop by the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. You'll see all the editions. We have them up on a wall. And so it's kind
of... I'm so glad you did that. That's really neat.
Yeah, I just got an idea. I love all the color.
You have a lot of ideas.
These are full colors. Yeah, yeah. And so we have them posted. If you want any past copies, we have... I have those... I don't know what you'd call it. The little steel things that hold up 20 or 30 copies.
Well, that's descriptive. So. I don't know what to call it.
It's those things that hold papers,
that's
but
right.
They're made for other things. So they're up against the wall, and you just have to come and experience it.
You just have to come and see it.
So, the Prime Lifetime. So, today we're going to finish up or cover a few more stories. We don't have a special guest to read her story, but we're going to continue to introduce you to our content contributors, these great people throughout East Central Illinois or the area that write these stories and add their own little personalized message. It's just a great way for them to express things that they've learned or went through.
Uplifting, many of them.
Yeah, uplifting, positive, and engaging. And it's informative, too.
Well, I kind of wanted to point out that I don't know if we mentioned this last Monday, but on A5 of this paper, it talks about the Illinois Senior Olympics. I think maybe we did allude to it, but there's still a lot of them people could sign up for.
Yeah, going on. Yeah, the 2018 Illinois Senior Olympics.
Even things like mini golf. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do that.
See the table tennis? September 21st.
Mark, 22nd. You're old enough. Go.
Hey, you know what? I do qualify.
That's true.
Yeah, it's depending on where they start. Some senior discounts start even at 45, but many are at 50. Many are at 55 to 60. So I don't know if this is 60 and older. Or
50 years and older.
Oh.
Grace, God. Wow. Senior Olympics, 50 years and older.
That's a whole big bunch of us.
That is.
Yeah,
that
the table tennis.
You should have done that.
I know. Well, no. After seeing how many of these players that are 60, 65 that are so much better than me that play right here at Lincoln Square, I wouldn't have a chance. But it would still be fun to go and
But that's encouraging. If you keep doing it for years and years,
that's
you're
right.
that age, you'll be one of those.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And on this page, this is B5, we're talking about the Illinois Senior Olympics and what motivates you. And so it's a nice story by Mervette. There's also that great caption, that great ad of Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch now open for the season.
I'm so glad.
And look at those donuts. Oh,
I could
use one of those right now in my tummy.
I know. I think this year's donuts, I've already had like a number of them. But anyway, my daughter and I were out there, my youngest daughter, like the day it opened to get apple donuts. But anyway, I think they're better this year than they've ever been. They're so good.
Oh.
They're outstanding.
Yeah, they
always
do
are.
Do a great job. Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch. We're still working on whether the Singing Men might present there in the fall. And
that'd be nice.
We love Randy and Debbie Graham, and probably we'll have them in at some point.
That'd
they're
be
just
fun.
A sweet, sweet couple. That whole Curtis Orchard team, the Curtis family and the Graham family, how they all work.
And
work
of course,
hard.
You know, we have Pumpkin Joe for our...
Yeah, Pumpkin Joe. He was here in the window for a month or two, waving at the people that going by. So, we had the hay bale there. So what's a good story to read for our listeners today?
Well, I thought maybe we could read... Sorry, all the rustling of the papers. Rita Blockman's story. It's it's an article called Quotable Wisdom.
Quotable Wisdom, and this is page B. That's like the front page of our second section.
It's the second page.
Second page. Oh, what's this one?
That's
the fashion trends. Oh, I saw all these little things.
Oh.
The fashion tips, fashion says, fashion
says. That's such a cute article.
And I was thinking those were these quotes, but here's the
quote. Nancy Brain's article.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
All right. Quotable Wisdom by Rita Blockman. I love reading good quotes. Sometimes a particular quote will enhance my entire day. When I interviewed 90 to 100-year-old individuals for our book, Listen to the Wisest of All, I savored one meaningful quote from each person and highlighted it in the book. I realized that, as the years have gone by, I understand these quotes in a deeper way, and I have developed more of an appreciation for their meaning. I would like to share these quotes with our readership. The book begins with a quote from Ruth Youngerman. Accept the fact that in each decade of your life, you will think differently. This has certainly been true for me as I reflect on various thoughts in my late 60s as to what I value as opposed to thoughts in my 40s, which now seem insignificant or irrelevant.
Hey, I'll digress here. I remember hearing something from a pastor.
Yeah.
And it was tips for other pastors, because they have to look at their congregation and realize there's some in there like teens,
yeah,
and 20s and 30s, and they have to minister to all those different,
that would be hard,
age groups, and realizing they identify with different things, with different things about life, with the beginning, yeah, of the journey versus, you know, the tail end of the journey, and just how to package, if you will, a message that's appropriate, yeah, or will influence or help or assist or benefit them. And so they really have to kind of go through, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm not just speaking to seniors.
Mm-hmm.
There's children in here. And
yeah,
there's young marrieds and there's singles and so
and
forth.
And the time constraints that are on young families,
yeah,
I mean, with,
yeah,
young kids. I asked Mary Avant what she attributed her longevity to, and she, quote, felt that she had a lot of sympathy when she was growing up for people who were less fortunate than she.
Hmm.
Mary always enjoyed lending a helping hand to others. After spending hours with Joe Hamburg, listening to stories about family and friends, it was evident that Joe thought that, quote, being born into a good family was a lucky gift.
Hmm, we'd say a great blessing.
Well, he also believed that developing true friendships was an immeasurable and even greater gift in his life. The pianist Louise Fogelsanger, whom I interviewed at 92, always talked about, quote, looking at things as a whole and practicing tolerance. Louise also discussed music, her own piano playing, and her teaching of piano students. She truly felt that if one felt the music, no one would really notice a few wrong notes. I love that.
Was it in one of our articles? Recently I had read something, or I previewed it. I didn't read it intently, but it had to do with somehow your mind and how music affects it.
Oh.
And
it's,
it has a real positive influence on brain waves. They,
yeah,
detected or measured what's going on in your brain,
mm-hmm,
with music, and just the real blessing and asset that it is to everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. We need to get
brain.
Steve McClary in here to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean it. I really do think so. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I try hard to aspire to Osborne Monroe's life philosophy. It's the small things you do in life that count. Hmm. Do something when someone least expects it.
Hmm.
I remember his cutting a rose from his garden for a passerby on his street. I've often thought about anticipating what someone might like rather than waiting for a special occasion.
Hmm. Do it spontaneously.
But I love that.
Yeah.
When someone least expects it. Lucy Gray enjoyed the simple things growing up. She said, at night we would cut out paper dolls and tell stories around the kitchen table. Lucy stressed that, quote, being poor had nothing to do with money. Life has everything to do with the presence or absence of love.
Hmm.
Wow, is that ever true?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, even being poor is a mindset. There are people have almost nothing, but they don't consider themselves poor because, mm-hmm, of circumstances or the family love or what they do have, they appreciate, and that's what they're used to. So
that's true.
They don't compare or measure what they have to somebody else. They say, this is what we have, and we're very satisfied,
yeah,
and cared for.
And there's people who have quite a lot of money, and they're just worried indefinitely,
yeah. Yeah.
about it.
And can be very poor in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, sadly.
Yeah, it is. Cliff Myers stressed the power of humor. At 102, wow, Cliff quipped, one can lose his teeth, one can lose his hair, but one must never lose his sense of humor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
When I met Dave Hill, 93, she was considered the matriarch of her family, a loving mother of three children and of grandchildren and of great-grandchildren. Davey believed strongly that, quote, it is important to spend lots of time with your children and engage them in various activities. Children learn from your example.
Yeah. Wow, and that name, Davy. Do you know any Davies?
It's an older type name.
Yeah.
I used to know people named that.
Yeah, 93, so
yeah.
He was given that many years ago.
Lloyd Dees spent his daily life ministering to the needs of others in hospitals and nursing homes and listened carefully to people in a non-judgmental way. Lloyd shared this reflection, spiritual maturing is giving to others and letting go of your own wants and needs.
Hmm. Yeah, putting others first.
Yeah. Fancy amenities don't make one happy, said Bob Chamberlain at 98 years of age. His suggestion was, work to envelop nature into your life. It will nurture your soul throughout your life. I love that one. Nature. That fits me.
Yeah, if you're too busy to appreciate the nature, God's creative handiwork through just a walk in the park or looking at animals or looking up to the sky or maybe at nighttime you just look at the stars, you're too busy. And that's one of the qualifiers that I know I'm too busy if I'm not walking my yard out in the country.
Really?
If it goes a month or two, because I love the nature. Yeah. I love the grass. Picking up sticks or just seeing the nature, the soil, just walking around, viewing the sounds and sights. And if I'm so consumed with all the projects and things on hand, I know I'm out of balance. So, we all need to take those respites, those brief moments, even if it is all that's allowed, to get out and look at nature and appreciate it.
I so agree. Language in the form of poetry was a joy and comfort throughout Mabel Jones's life. From the time Mabel was very young, she relied on reading and writing poetry to express her feelings and emotions. When I interviewed Mabel, she was 96 years old. She read me a very poignant poem she had written. I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself straight in the eye. I never can hide myself from me. I see what others may never see. I know what others may never know. And so, whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free.
Wow, there's a lot of content in there.
I love it. Ah. Look yourself straight in the eye. I love it.
And I'm thinking of poems. I know we sent some out to many of the OLLI members, the scholar members at the University of Illinois, or that group that...
Right. They're having a workshop called Writing and Performing Poetry. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to continue to get submissions to our, what they,
Prime Life Poets.
Prime Life Poets. Write Marianne at primelifetimes.com your poetry, and it might get printed in
And don't be shy. Yeah. You know, poets and writers sometimes are kind of shy about stuff. Last, Bernice Haubaker, who was over 100 years old at the time of her interview, shared many stories of her family memories. Her most memorable quote was, meaningful traditions make lasting impressions and generational memories. Maybe now is the time for all of us to fully reflect on these words of wisdom from people who have truly experienced a full life. Perhaps some of you could email me some memorable quotes that have helped as you reflect on your own life. I hope people do write Rita with her quotes on life. She's got a fabulous book out there. I know you're going to read her little byline at the end, but she's got a great book out there on Amazon.
Yeah. You can reach Rita Blockman at Blockman, B-L-O-C-K-M-A-N, 4, the number 4, at Comcast.net. So I'll say it one more time, Blockman 4 at Comcast.net. And she's an author of Listen to the Wisest of All. Her website is listentothewisestofall.com. listentothewisestofall.com. Yeah, Rita Blockman. We'll have to get her in here.
Oh, definitely.
Share some of her stories and some of her life with our listeners. Yeah, great content contributor.
She is.
Can read all about it in the August edition of the Prime Life Times, freely picked up at about 200 area locations in our 11 counties, I think.
I know.
We're probably getting up to be 12 or 13 counties in the coming days and months. We're still working. Illiana.
Yeah.
Moving into Indiana. Appreciate our Indiana listeners and getting into the Covington area in the days ahead. And I know Nancy Brain is working hard around the Danville, East Central Illinois,
Western Indiana,
and West Central Indiana. So we'll get some inroads. So, yeah, that's our August edition of the Prime Life Times. Now, you can have it delivered, mailed right to your doorstep. There's a $30 charge, and basically that just covers the postage.
Barely.
Barely covers the
postage. I took them the other day,
Yeah, we're not making any money on this, but we do provide that as a convenience. So as soon as it's printed and delivered to us, us. We mail it out within a day or two, so you have it before most of the people can pick them up, even at the stands throughout these 11 counties. But you can contact us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And we can make sure we get that mailed to you when the new edition comes out. So August is Author Appreciation Month, right?
Yeah.
So what can we have our listeners, those that love and read the Prime Lifetimes, what can we have them do?
Well, if they could just write in to some of the authors that they have particularly appreciated their writings and their contributions and just send them an encouraging note, that would be fantastic.
So grab your edition, and then you'd say, but how do I get a hold of, like, Joey Crow? Because I really appreciate his Wayside Chapel. Well, when you read his article, there's always an email listed after the article. So that's how you can find out who's your favorite or who you appreciate. Nancy Brain, there it is. It's nabaso32@yahoo.com. But all their emails are right there. Diane Bowler, who we had this past Monday, I guess a week ago Monday, A16. So what's her email? Because I know many of you appreciated her story and her sharing about summer. It's Diane Bowler, and it's DianeBuller at sbcglobal.net. Diane Bowler at sbcglobal.net. So send them a little email acknowledging that you appreciate their articles, their storytelling, their sharing, and I think that'll go a long way for them to be pleased and continue to send us some great quality content.
I think most of the writers have their byline, have their email. I think Betty Schmidt doesn't, the recipe person. So if you want to send it to me, I'll pass it on to her.
Yeah.
So she's one of my favorite columns.
And your email is?
Marianne@primelifetimes.com.
That's Marianne@primelifetimes.com. And if you have suggestions, ideas, ways that we can improve this paper, we have 26,000 plus monthly readers, so we really appreciate how God has gifted us with this means to get the word out about the radio ministry, to provide informative, engaging, and positive content that we think will steer you in the good direction. We have some great advertisers that are allowing us to provide this free of charge, so we appreciate those of you that take them up on their services that they're providing or their products or what their offerings are. That's a great bunch, and we appreciate their support to make this Prime Lifetimes paper available for you. All right, everyone, it's a new week ahead of us, so watch out for those students that are traveling to and fro. Be careful, get out early, and have yourself a great day. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.